This morning, Harriet Myers asked President Bush to withdraw her nomination to be a Supreme Court justice. The announcement came after weeks of turmoil over her nomination, including opposition from the president's own base. Harriet Myers had been scheduled to face Senate Judiciary Committee hearings on November 7th, but some senators were unimpressed after their personal meetings with the nominee. In a letter to the president, Harriet Myers said she was concerned the confirmation process, quote, would create a burden for the White House and our staff that is not in the best interest of the country.
We're going to go next to United States Senator Sam Brownback. He's a Republican from the state of Kansas. He's on the phone. Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your response to the news about Harriet Myers?
Well, we were getting to an impasse on the issue of some documents, and that's reflected in her letter that we needed information during her time of service in the White House. They did not feel like they could provide that in good conscience and still be true to the needs of the executive branch. And there were just other mounting difficulties with the nomination. So I think this is a good move by the White House. It's a very difficult thing for them to do, for the president to do. But I think at the end of the day, we'll be in a better position and we'll get another nominee. And I'm sure it'll be an excellent nominee and we'll be able to move forward with the process.
When you say other mounting difficulties, you're referring to the fact that there were so many of the president's own supporters who seemed unwilling to support Harriet Myers.
Well, it seemed like the hill was getting bigger and not smaller every day. And that people just had increasing concerns rather than decreasing issues. And any nominee, particularly to the Supreme Court, faces a hill to climb, and this one just kept growing.
Why was it so hard for Myers to satisfy her critics?
Because she had no record, and the record that was available was in the White House, and that was not going to be provided to us. So it was the sort of thing that she's caught between where she serves and where the president had nominated her to serve. And the Senate was just not willing to give its advice and consent blindly on a position of such importance to the future of the country.
We're talking to U.S. Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas about the announcement that Harriet Myers has withdrawn as a nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court. I want to bring another voice into the discussion. Senator Brownback, if you can stay with us for a few seconds, I want to bring in NPR White House correspondent David Green and ask about another layer of this. David, what does it mean that this troubled candidacy was going forward at a time when the White House was also facing an investigation on unrelated issues and facing possible indictments of some of the top officials?
Yeah, this comes at an intriguing time, Steve. I mean, what the White House seemed to be doing when it came with came to the CIA leak investigation was looking for some sort of distraction. I mean, the president was giving a speech on the economy yesterday. He was speaking with a string of foreign leaders. He was traveling to hurricane-ravaged Florida today. Now, it's tough to get into what they're thinking with the timing of, accepting the letter of resignation from Harriet Myers. Perhaps, I mean, once the news about Myers blows over, the White House is thinking they'll have an opportunity now to take command again, nominate someone else and appear forward-looking, get the support of some of the people in their party, and use this to take news away from the leak investigation. But for the moment, it's going to be tough to manage.
Well, let's take it back to Senator Brownback, who's on the phone. Senator Brownback, what do you think about the position overall that the White House is in now that this nomination has been withdrawn?
I think they're in a better position. Now, this was a nominee that was put forward that the president knew very well, but the rest of the country did not. It was a nominee that didn't have a paper trail, and that seemed to be one of the great assets. And yet what we were asking for, certainly what I'm asking for in the Senate, is exactly to have a paper trail, because this is going to be arguably the swing vote on the Supreme Court. We don't know that for certain, but it looks like it will be. And we need to know what type of person is going. And if it's going to be a big fight about it, we need to have that discussion with the country because there's so much writing. I think it's a strong move by the White House. We'll have to reboot the situation, and I think we'll be able to go forward.
Are you saying you want to make sure that people know what they're voting on, even on hot-button issues like abortion, where candidates in recent years have been at pains not to say exactly what they believe?
Well, I think we should. No, certainly knew on Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She was general counsel to the ACLU when she was nominated, or had been. there was no question really about where she would rule in the court, and yet she was competent, a well-regarded lawyer, and she was confirmed. I don't see any problem with nominating somebody of a conservative stature, well-regarded, and that person should be able to get confirmed.
To your knowledge, have senators of either party been consulted in recent days about possible replacement nominees that might be seen as more acceptable?
Not to my knowledge.
If someone came and asked you, I imagine you'd have a list.
That'd be a list of 10, 15 people. It's a pretty well-known list. It's been talked about now for several months of different people, whether it was Priscilla Owens or different individuals, Edith Jones, Janice Rogers Brown has recently cleared through the court. There have been a number that have cleared through within the past year that a lot of people would look at and say this would be a fine nominee for the Supreme Court.
Very interesting that you mentioned those names, Senator Brownback, because when you talk about people like Priscilla Owens, you're talking about people who, if they were nominated, would be expected to provoke a much greater fight with Democrats than some previous nominations have inspired. Do you think that would be a good thing?
Well, why can Ruth Bader Ginsburg get through on a large bipartisan vote, having been the general counsel for the ACLU, and yet you cannot nominate an openly conservative person for the bench when the president clearly campaigned on this topic? I really think this is a discussion that we should have with the country. Why do you need stealth? Why is there a litmus test if you're pro-life, but there isn't if you're on the other side?
And Senator Brownback, briefly, how much damage has been done to the Republican Party by the debate over the last several weeks over the nomination of Myers?
I don't think there's been damage. If anything, it's probably strengthened the party to show it's not a one-person party. It is a party of ideas and ideals, and people are willing to fight for those. I think that shows strength, not weakness.
Was it important at this moment for some conservatives to show that it wasn't a one-person party, that the White House itself alone was not in charge?
I don't know if that was important at this moment, but this position is important. So many people have worked so long to get a president in place, a U.S. Senate in place to put forward a more conservative court. So this position in and of itself was of great importance to many people across the country.
Senator Brownback, always good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. That's Senator Sam Brownback, Republican of Kansas, speaking to us today after Harriet Myers announced that she is withdrawing her nomination for the United States Supreme Court. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.